Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Okay,
good evening. Good evening.
Auntie Betty, do you know where we left off in numbers?
Yeah. Start at 35. Chapter 35.
Started 35?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You need me to read?
I'll go ahead and read it.
Okay.
We might be the only ones on the prayer line tonight. Mom and Mike. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pick up in number 35.
Mm-hmm.
While Israel was camped beside the Jordan on the plains of Moab, opposite Jericho, the Lord said to Moses, "Instruct the people of Israel to give up the Levites as their inheritance, certain cities and surrounding pastures land. These cities are for their homes, and the surrounding lands for their cattle, flocks, and other livestock. Their pasture land shall extend outward from the city walls for 1,500 feet in each direction. Thus there will be 3,000 feet between the boundaries with the cities in the center. You shall give the Levites the six cities of refuge where a person who has accidentally killed someone can run and be safe, and 42 other cities beside. And all there should be 48 cities for the surrounding pasture land given to the Levites. These cities shall be in the various parts of the nation. The larger tribe with many cities will give several to the Levites, while the smaller tribes will give fewer. And the Lord said to Moses, tell the people that when they arrive in the land, city of refuge shall be designated for anyone to flee into if he has killed someone accidentally. These cities will be placed of protection for the dead man's relatives who wants to avenge his death, for the slayers must not be killed unless a fair trial established his guilt. Three of these six cities of refuge are to be located in the land of Canaan and three on the east side of the Jordan River. These are not only for the protection of Israelites, but also for the foreigners and the travelers. That was the reading out of Numbers 35, 1 through 15. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have Auntie Carrie. Amen.
Amen.
Yay. Okay. All right. Guess we'll go ahead and get started with the meeting. We have Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and myself.
Amen.
Like I said earlier, Mom may be a listener later. They have a guest.
Amen.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Dot.
Yes. Today is the first day of our week. Lord, help us to find peace and joy in this week. Open our heart and receive God's breath of new life. Lord, help us to really to hear your word of life. Come, let us worship the Lord with great joy. Praise be to God. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Auntie Dot. We'll go right on into our program. Let's see, I'll start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of John, chapter 15, that I'm the true vine and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you may bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. We did have another caller to call in. Is that Brother Daniel? Okay, he did tell me he was going to be a listener tonight, so we'll just leave it at that. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Revelation 22. And he showed me the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and upon either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree was for healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead, and there shall be no more night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, those things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of this prophecy and this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard them and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said unto me, see that thou do it not, for I am not a fellow worshiper, and that thou brethren are prophets, and of them which keep the saying of the book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophet of this book, for time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteousness, let him be righteousness still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is within me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last. Blessed are those that do his commandment, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates unto the city. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading. I take Carrie out of Revelation. I will go next, and my reading is out of Romans 5. And it goes on to say, when we were utterly helpless with no way of escape, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners who had no use for him. Even if we were good, we really wouldn't expect anyone to die for us, though, of course, that might be barely possible. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since by his blood he did all this for us as sinners, how much more will he do for us now that he has declared us not guilty? Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read John chapter 20, 19 to 31. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leader, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hand and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sin, their sin are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Jesus appeared to Thomas. Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail mark in his hand and put my finger there where the nail were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, the disciple was in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Through the door was locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hand? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord, my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that they believe you may have life in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Let's see here. We have Daniel with us. Are you going to just greet everyone?
Hello, everybody. I want to hear everybody's voice, but y'all know I'm a listener, but good to hear everybody though.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Good to hear you.
Okay. Did Mom there make it in?
Not yet.
No.
Yeah, they said they were gonna try. So.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, Daniel, we're glad you're here with us, and we understand that you said that you want to be a listener tonight.
You know that's all I do is listen.
Huh?
You know that's all I do is listen. I'd rather listen to y'all than...
I might surprise you. Now we got to bow our heads for this...
Bye, your phone breaking up.
Uh-huh.
I have for the second shot in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Waleen, Auntie Dot, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Sister Sherilyn family, Sister Angela family, Mother May, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Tawana and family, Lenny and family, the Hurd family, the Ross family, Essie May and family, the Simmons family, Mary Ann and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, Terrell and family, McClure family, Moody family, Ruth Edwards, the Moore family, the Peters family, Dakota family, the Williams family, the Franklin family, the Thomas family, the Tanya family, the Verna family, the Allen family, Reverend Slappian family, the Johnson family, Des Kendrick, the Brown family, Vanessa family, the Lowe family, Eric, Tony, Malachi, the Marcus and Brian, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for every second of the day. We thank you for your love and your patience. We thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for the strength that you provide for us daily. Help us to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Uh-huh.
It's me.
Yes.
It's me.
What did you say, guys? Well, any birthdays for the week of May 5th through the 11th? I know my brother Bruce's birthday is the 9th. I don't think I have any other written down. Let me see. That would have been 18. No. Any other birthdays?
No, I know. Go out the front, though.
Okay. Okay, well, Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you.
Amen.
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 Many more. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Let's see. Now we're at the part where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise, support, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses. I'll just go down the list and share. If not, just say pass. So I will start out with Auntie Betty.
I'm going to greet out the workers. It's a hold
Amen.
On, my brother. Don't give up. Hold on, my sister. Just look up. There is a mess of plan in store for you if you just make it through. God going to really blow your mind. He's going to make it worth your time. For all the trouble you has been through, the blessing double just for you. The best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the workers. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise,
yes.
support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Okay. Girl, you're trying to call my name now, and I don't know if I click over, I hang all of us up. He's just a listener, so I'm just going to let
yeah.
him just stay there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the workers.
Amen.
We wear a mask by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. The debt we pay for human guise. We torn and bleeding heart, we smile. And mouth will reggae subdued. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears inside? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but O great Christ, our cries to from the tortured souls arise. Sing, but oh, the day is vile beneath our feet and long the miles. But let the world dream otherwise. We wear the mask. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of the workers. Let's see here. Daniel Joy, back with us. Did you have something to say?
No, I ain't got too much to say. I just got to hear about it first, you know.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. All right, let's see here. Well, that concludes our second part of the program as far as the praise report. What I want to ask is, do we want to have the prayer line next Sunday by being Mother's Day? I haven't even discussed this. What do you guys think?
I don't think it'll be a good time for me.
Yeah,
on Sunday.
Because we always
well,
have
we should count it.
Time.
Yeah.
So we'll cancel.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Okay, we'll cancel. Okay, so we're canceling for next week. But the following week, do we have any takers on some of the parts, numbers, blessing the prayer line?
I do numbers. Auntie Betty will do numbers. You stopped at verse 15, right?
Auntie Betty, yes, ma'am, I stopped at 15.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we have a blessing of the prayer line, sick and shut in, and closing prayer. Any takers?
Lovell, I think
okay.
That's the one. I won't be on the line because that's our past anniversary. I know I won't be through by that time.
Okay, that's the following Sunday. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Now we're getting ready to do. Thank you so much, Auntie Betty, and giving me that update, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. We'll go ahead and do the closing prayer. So if everyone, unless someone have anything they would like to share, any updates on Tawana, Doc?
They're still in New York. They'll be back Thursday.
Oh, they're still having their vacation, huh?
Yeah, they're still on vacation. So
ain't nothing wrong with Tawana. They need prayer.
That's all. We all need that.
Yes.
Amen. When is she due back?
Thursday.
So we need to call on Traveling Mercy for this week.
Yeah.
Amen.
When your niece going back?
I think Hayes is leaving on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we're
calling on for this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They was going to try and call in so she could speak to everybody at once, but I don't know.
She's
going
to have to do
good
individual.
They're having such a good time.
I guess so. They just made it back to the house, so they probably hadn't even got settled in yet.
She can do individual.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, all right. So everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Auntie Betty.
Okay. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for all that you have done and still done. We thank you for the opportunity to live out our faith, to learn and to grow in knowledge of who you are. We humble and truthful look forward to what you have planned for us as we continue to strive to live a godly life in this old miserable world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask you to continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, our schools, in this prayer line. Father God,
amen.
We promise to put on a full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God loves
amen.
You all, and so do we. And for
amen.
Every mother, have a happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, and may you all have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you
thank
all, and good
you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Mother's Day.
I love you guys.
Bye. Happy Mother's
Day. Day.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night.
Did you find it? Well, you can't say yes.
That we will not be on next Sunday for Mother's Day, I have a Mother's Day poem that I would like to share with you. It's called A True Mother's Love. A mother's love is unconditional and patient. It will never fade. A mother's love is warm and compassionate, even in the shade. A mother's love will always help you through the weakest hour. A mother's love is always like a bouquet of flowers. A mother's love is strong and will never steer you wrong. A true mother's love is beautiful in many ways. A mother's love is sincere, and it takes a mother's love to conquer our fears. A true mother's love knows the depth of love. A true mother's love is unconditional, just like God's love. Our mother's love is absolutely all of the above. I pray that you all have a happy Mother's Day, Stella.
Amen.
Great.
Thank you.
Hello, Mom? Mom?
Yes?
No,
hello?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey there.
The program has ended.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me see if I can get everybody to call back.
Hello.
Auntie got to go there. Y'all can talk to her.
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody go. Y'all was late.
Holy Lord.
Well, you know y'all was late.
Okay, let's speak to that.
That's
going to speak to everybody. So we have to call
them,
okay?
Well, she can call Bette now and put them on a three-way or two-way.
I'm trying to call them now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Auntie Carrie. Can you call Auntie Betty and y'all call back into the prayer line right quick?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. They're going to call back into
That's
the
all.
Prayer line.
Okay. We're just a family long.
Yes.
Okay. That's yes. all was on
that
the prayer line tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just us and Daniel.
And Daniel.
Yeah. It was just us online tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I just read a Mother's Day poem. I'll save it for next time we're on. We camp for next Sunday.
You did? Well, we heard part of it.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We heard part of the
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll share it when we come back on the prayer line. I'll share it. I forgot I had it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Is everybody there that made it in okay?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, who is this? Oh, this is my
Stay out, baby. And this thing won't stay off of mute.
It keeps muting it?
Mm-hmm. It's Florida.
Hello, we have Auntie Betty online.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, Auntie Betty.
Hey. Y'all all right up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing good.
What's your turn to check on my meat on the stove, please? Yeah.
Okay, I have Auntie Carrie online, so you have all your sisters with you.
I got all my sisters with me. Everybody to see.
Hey, everybody. Hayes on the line. She want to speak to you guys. I'm going to close my mouth right now.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to say hey to everyone, that's all.
Okay, well,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
You enjoying your family, huh?
I am. I'm loving it out here. It's so nice.
You loving it out there?
Yeah, it's so nice. Today we went bowling, and I got to meet Keisha and Brian and their family, so that was really nice. And now we're just back at the house relaxing, and Auntie Angela's cooking it up in the kitchen.
All right.
She must be feeling pretty good. Be cooking.
Well, we'll be up there by the time Angela finish cooking, okay?
Do we have enough for everybody?
We don't have enough for now. We
don't
have enough time. We can't wait to be there.
What'd you say?
I said, but you have enough or not, Auntie said we'll be there.
Oh, okay. I'm curious. I don't know where to share my portion with you. You hear
so
me?
What? So you're with your father,
I said,
your grandmama, and your auntie.
What'd you say?
I said, you're with your father, your grandmama, and your auntie, and you in hog heaven, huh?
Yes, I am. Grandma was showing me how to use their washing machine. It's just been an adventure. We went bowling today. Grandma was knocking us all out in bowling. She's good. Are all of y'all good?
Oh.
Did all of y'all bowl?
Not been all. That's me and...
Just
me and Bruce. Me and Bruce.
Oh, really?
Well, they went a lot, but they went that long.
Yeah.
Who beat at bowling?
Did y'all know Grandma's an expert bowler?
Yes.
I'm like, how is she doing that? She's knocking all of us out. In the hundreds.
What? That's from the old school.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I've barely been bowling in my lifetime. But no, yeah. Well, we had a good time. Yesterday we went to the Grand Canyon in Sedona, and it was just so beautiful. And so I think today we're just kind of taking it easy and relaxing. We were tired.
But what y'all got planned for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Auntie Angela's working, but I want to go out to Tempe and check out the area out there because I'm trying to figure out if I want to live out here.
Oh, okay.
I like it out here. So
everybody
I have an experience
with
heat
out there. We're going to go on the move. You ain't got to look at it. It's going to move out there.
Oh, Lord. I got to make sure I like everything about it. So I'm going to give
you
that.
Like you don't like everything.
You don't mind.
I know the problem. Yes, you are.
Oh. I have to.
You got the love.
Bruce said the same thing.
I know. You said he might be coming out here too.
Yeah, Bruce said the same thing. Well, y'all
moving.
Well,
shoot, when are y'all coming?
We're not moving.
We don't stay right here in Georgia.
Auntie Betty, when's Uncle Nooney flying out?
I'm going to get Uncle Nooney on old planes. You can't get out the noon and out the AC on no plane.
I know, right? Oh, they never come over here.
So in the middle of
a long road trip. That'd
they wouldn't last. They wouldn't last.
Yeah.
Everybody yeah, will be miserable because of them, because they don't like it.
Yep. Yeah, it's beautiful out here. Tell them it's worth the flight. So I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know
it's
if
probably
they can
worth
flight.
The flight.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think it will be home for me. But I'm glad
it'll be
home
for
so.
Yeah.
But she got family out there. She got a mama and she got a daddy and a grandmama and an auntie and cousin and thing out there.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize I was on mute and I don't even know how long. I was probably talking to myself on mute. I said I was on mute and I didn't even realize it. I was probably talking to myself for the past 5 minutes.
All right, then. What Angie cooking
yes,
for y'all?
She's cooking burgers, hot dogs, baked beans.
Oh, y'all on the grill.
And french fries.
Oh, y'all on the grill.
No, she's on the stove and the oven.
Okay, then.
All right, enjoy your dinner. I'll call and talk to you tomorrow. Hey, look.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow's my last day out here, so
yeah, but
I gotta.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be here.
Okay,
love y'all. Enjoy your evening. Love y'all. Thanks for dialing. Love you guys. Y'all continue to have fun. Thanks, Loretta. Bye bye. All right, love you all. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.